Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Student accommodation has been up for debate as the Dáil returned today following calls from the Union of Students in Ireland for urgent government action, as students across the country are now deferring or not attending college or staying in hostels, B&Bs and hotels. All of this follows reports of some students in Limerick's Mary Immaculate College paying €390 a week for 5 nights in a hotel due to a lack of rental properties. So the college, like other third level institutions across Ireland, are now urging people to offer rooms in their homes to students in need. So, would you be willing to take in a student or two for some tax-free income, or are old-fashioned digs too much of a COVID risk? Well, that's what our reporter John Cook has been asking people. He joins us now. And did you find any digs yourself, John?
I tell you, it's a tough task, Sarah, this year. I wouldn't like to be looking for myself. Many landlords have left the student accommodation market during the COVID closures last year. And of course, there's the increasing demand for rental properties from families or working professionals, adding to the problem there. It reminds me a bit of when I did start college myself few years ago, and student digs were the only option where you rented a bed or a room in a family home and joined them for mealtimes. Now, it's how many students like myself started out for a short while before finding their own space to rent. But the fear of spreading COVID-19 has seen many people leave this market too. For instance, before COVID, the accommodation office at Limerick's Mary Immaculate College had 100 to 140 owner-occupied homes on their books for students looking for digs. This year, they had just 39 coming into September, as many people say they're not taking anyone in as the COVID situation continues. People like Paul Gady and his wife Anne, he told me they enjoyed having a student in the house and the extra income it brought in.
€3,000-4,000 that you get per year is certainly very handy. But it was a bit more than that, because we realised that there were students in the area who needed somewhere to live. Both Anne and I have been students in our time. And we've actually lived in places that, we'd rather not. So we'd rather give them a nice place to stay.
Well, it sounds positive for you, but you've decided not to do it this year. And is that because of COVID-19?
Precisely. My wife, Anne, has elderly mother and father, and we've been supporting them throughout the last 18 months. We also are business owners. We just have a responsibility to the business, to our clients and to our employees, not to be ill, because if we were ill, we're going to have a problem.
Even with vaccinations now, and I suppose you could ask that your lodger is vaccinated, you're still worried about the COVID risk?
Well, one of the problems would be that we couldn't really ask them. I don't think there is a particular reason to ask. And then if they said no, they have problems, would we then have the ability to say, well, no, we're not going to take you on those grounds?
I would if it was my house, but I don't know. Do you think that might be discriminatory?
It could be seen as discriminatory these days. The students themselves, they're mixing with other students, and all they need to do is to bump into somebody who has it without knowing, and suddenly they become a carrier and they bring it home. And that's the reason, that's the very simple reason why at this moment in time, we'd rather pass on this opportunity.
That's Paul Gady there, and you can certainly understand why he would have concerns, John, about offering student digs this year in relation to COVID. Mm-hmm. So are other landlords afraid to ask for a vaccine cert?
Well, I spoke to other Sarah who will be asking that exact question, and the college's accommodation office at MIC is telling them that that's fine, just as they can decide whether they want male or female students in their home. Rita is a busy grandmother in the Ballinacurra area of Limerick City, and she's just agreed to take in two first-year male students next week, even though she had stopped offering digs some years ago. This afternoon she explained why, as she gave me the guided tour of the space on offer.
You have fitted wardrobe, shelves, single bed, everything you need.
Room with a view.
Room with a view, is right, yeah.
And this is one of your rooms. You have the other one set up across the hall, another single room as well.
Single room.
Would they share the kitchen with you? Would you be providing food, or what will happen, Rita?
Well, the way it is going now, I mean, a lot of them bring, sometimes their mother does their meals and they bring down two or three meals and they put it in the fridge below, in a freezer like.
They're too well mothered, I'd say now. They need to learn how to fend for themselves in college.
That's it, you see. Yeah.
You're not going to be their mammy though, I think, is what you're saying.
Here, then, look.
So they have their own bathroom. bathroom here that they will share. Bathroom, yeah. They don't have to share with you, and they'll have their own dining area. Your house is well set up for it, so.
It is, yeah.
I'm thinking these rooms are vacant because your own children are grown up and gone now.
They're gone, yeah.
Do you like having the company of people, students for digs? Or you haven't done it for a while, you said?
I haven't done it for a while. And then my husband passed then. And my son said, "Ma'am, why didn't you take one or two students again? You know, where I used to take them from earlier, and I never, ever had any problem with them. Because, you see, you set your rules when they come in.
And you'll charge them 110 a week for their bed and their bills. Maybe you said you leave out the cornflakes, but other than that, they fend for themselves.
They fend for themselves. They have their own fridge, they have their own microwave, toaster, kettle, and their own. I'll show you the room downstairs.
You decided just to get back involved in digs because you heard how bad the situation was with student accommodation.
I have a little bit of fear, all right, about COVID, but I will set my rules on. When they come into the house, maybe take their shoes off on the porch and get their slippers out there. I don't like them bringing any friends in because they have enough to do in college. And, I mean, the shopping centre's only out the road.
Okay.
You have...
This is not a party house, Rita.
No, definitely not, no. And if they want to smoke, they can smoke out on the porch outside in the back.
Fair enough. You decided to get involved again because you've heard how difficult the situation is for accommodation. Would you encourage other people to do it? Or how are you feeling about it now?
I think myself, if we have a spare room, we should really, you know, get on board and help them out. Because we all have children and we like someone to look after them a bit, you know.
Is the extra few bob a help too with your bills?
It is, yeah. I mean, the way things are going in Ireland, I mean, you'd want the cat working. Do you know what I mean?
You'd want what?
The cat working.
Well, I suppose the cat working is one way of going about it. That's Rita, and she's rejoining the student digs market because of the accommodation crisis this year. I wonder though, John, even if there are more digs available, will students want to live in digs?
Yeah, sir, it's not the college life that some students had hoped for, especially after being or not being on campus or getting to meet any of their college friends for most of last year. But then they didn't imagine ending up in hotels like many have across the country this year either. I met second year primary education students Hannah, Shane and Jasmine, all from County Galway, as their search for accommodation continues, having found none as college started last week.
Last week, so we stayed in a hotel for the first week just to kind of get used to the timetable and stuff, so we wouldn't be all over the place with driving up and down.
And how many people stayed in the hotel? This group, the three of you? Or?
Yeah, there was four of us all together staying in the one room just to try and make it affordable for us. Yeah.
Sounds like good crack.
Not ideal. I mean, good crack, but not ideal after like 7 days.
No, and not if you were getting up the next morning for a lecture.
Definitely not.
How much did you pay for the room for the week?
It was 115, but like that was without bed and breakfast, so like we were just like eating pot noodles and
you can't cook or anything,
crap,
so
like rice cakes, you know.
And 115 a night then?
Yeah. Kind of have to get takeaways and stuff then for food after that. There's no kitchen or nothing like, so
I just kind of presume we'd find a house or something like that, but it's just we've been checking on all the websites every day, but just nothing comes up.
Would you live in digs? That's what I've been talking to people about today, living in another family home or living with somebody in their house.
Well, I wouldn't want to turn my nose up at it because like it might be our only like option, but I've never even thought about it. Like that's something in college I never thought I'd be like doing.
Yeah, I suppose it kind of just be a last option really, like, because it's not ideal for students, you know, and for the people living in the house as well. Like they don't want us coming in with COVID and everything, so
You thought you were moving out of the family home into moving into someone else's?
Yeah, everybody always says college is great and all this, but then I always just thought we'd have a house and we'd have the bit of crack or whatever down Limerick. But sure, the way it's going now, we can't really do anything besides drive up, drive down, and that's it.
We're still looking. We're thinking maybe like every second week even to like stay down, because it's just so hard like not being able to go on nights out like with the people that we go to college with, because obviously we'll have nowhere to go in the evening. So maybe we might do the hotels again.
So that's some of the primary teaching students at Mary Immaculate College in Limerick, where staff are hoping for some more offers, John, of accommodation in response to their plight.
I think in every city, in every college right now, that's what they're hoping, Sarah. The phone keeps ringing for the accommodation manager, John Randalls, from Students in Need of a Home. And he's hoping that more people will call him to offer to help these students a room in their house, some old fashioned digs, and to make some of that attractive extra income.
Yes, I think the 14,000 is tax-free. I would really like for more people to come on the list that are living in the vicinity to take maybe one or two students.
It seemed like the old-fashioned idea of what maybe college accommodation used to be, the digs back in the day. Is it the solution going forward now to this student housing crisis for this college and others like it across the country?
Well, it is, but I heard on the radio this morning the government have 12,000 rooms in the pipeline, which is fantastic to hear. Also, Punch's Crosshair, only a few weeks ago, the 340-odd bedroom development got the OK from on board Planala, and we have the possibility of another 80-roomed property maybe coming on stream next year, all things going well.
But for now, if you don't get the offers of a room in a house, an owner-occupied house, the digs, there's going to be more people in hotels or staying at home still this college year.
It looks like it, unfortunately. But look, let's see how it goes. It looks as if maybe some students might be left in the hotels for the short term, hopefully for the short term.
Indeed, hopefully for the short term only. That's John Randalls, accommodation manager at Mary Immaculate College in Limerick, ending that report from John Cook.